Okay, so is this your first time in Hackney?
No, I've been in Hackney quite a few times. I have a studio I use regularly around the corner. Yeah. And I performed here for Kojo's, you know, Kings of Comedy and several other things. Mm. But first time I've been in here and felt that level of energy. Mm. Shout out to everybody that came out tonight.
Yeah. So how was your like feelings before you performed?
Well, we were rushing a lot. Mm. And I was like, right, okay. I don't know what the energy is going to be like outside, because that's always my slight worry and my concern. So when I got on stage and I heard, I was like, oh, right up my street. This is going to be fun. So when I got on there and I felt it, and then they put the house lights on and I got to see everybody else's faces, that was sick. Mm. Loved it. Loved it. And then incorporating and encouraging the people to get on stage, that was a different level of energy. Mm.
Wow. How did it compare to the X Factor stage?
Well, the X Factor stage, that feels a bit smaller. Mm. Even though it's not smaller, it feels a bit smaller, I guess, because it's just kind of me and the audience.
Yeah.
But this audience is next level. Yeah. You're allowed to make noise.
Wow. So what can like your fans expect from the new EP?
Ooh, I'm really, really, really channeling and taking them on a journey of soul meets hip hop. Mm. I'm really, really going back to my soulful roots and just redefining the sound.
Yeah.
Expect honesty. Mm. I've spent a year now writing the songs for the EP and just, you know, perfecting my writing skills and digging deep. And, expect honesty, raw emotion, and just raw vocal. Like, you see, my voice is gone right now.
Yeah.
And whilst I've been recording, there'll be days where I'm coughing. And there'll be a few coughs on the track, but, you know, the realer, the better, and people can feel that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of trying to pretty things up. That's not what connects.
Yeah. Question? Okay, whilst on the X Factor, it must have been really stressful with all, like, the press allegations of bullying and stuff. How did you, like, cope with that? How did you deal with it?
I had a lot of supportive people around me. I had my friends and my family. But the main thing I'd say, you know, I believe in God. Mm. Faith above everything. And it's my faith that kind of saw me through that. And just having hope that people will see through what the press allegations were and future press allegations. Because being an artist and living your life in the public eye is never easy.
Yeah.
People will make things up. People will sell stories. Stories will be twisted, true. But you know, it comes hand in hand with everything. Mm. So,
okay, wicked. And then this is Sherry from Hackney today.
Hey, Sherry, nice to meet you.
Thank you, guys.
Nice to meet you.
Loving the